You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. Coming up tonight at 7, it's Reveal. Last week's attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, was the largest mass shooting in modern American history. Reveal goes to Orlando to hear from survivors and learn how the FBI investigates potential terrorists. They also explore how security companies screen potential employees, such as the nightclub shooter. That's tonight at 7, here on the Ideas Network. First, summer means that some of us are planning getaways to the beach or more exotic locations, and some of us are planning more low-key staycations. Either way, it's a time of year when most of us will finally get a chance to read something other than emails, homework, or maybe memos from your boss. So we thought it would be a good time to get some summer reading ideas. Our next guest will give us suggestions, but we want to get some from you as well. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us what books you're planning on picking up and why. Do you like to turn to new releases over the summer, or is there a classic that you find yourself going back to every year? Call us at 800-642-1234. Joining us now is Elizabeth Khoury Chandel. She's the co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads, the world's largest site for readers and book recommendations. Elizabeth, welcome to Central Time.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. So tell us, what tends to make a good read specifically for the summer?
Well, I think it really depends on what kind of reader you are. What makes a good book or what kind of... Can you repeat the question?
Sure. What makes a good summer read? Are people looking for something a little lighter or something that's short and easy to read, maybe on a plane or in a car or in a hotel room?
Yeah, no, I think it really depends on what kind of reader you are. I know some people want a great plot-driven novel, you know, a thriller or something, a really fun horror book. Others want a meaty book because they finally have time to sit down and really absorb something, and maybe that's a book by a literary author or just a book with a really complex, intense story. Other people want, you know, to escape and relax, and they're looking for, you know, maybe even the reality TV version of a book. And something else that I think people want in the summer that I've always enjoyed is if I get to travel somewhere. For example, I went to Africa once, and I brought with me a bunch of books that took place in that country, and I read things like Reason for Hope by Jane Goodall, and it really added a great layer to my experience when I was traveling, an extra set of context.
So I'm thinking about summer movies, and they're often like the fun romantic comedies or like big action movies kind of thing. Do you see any parallels to the kind of books that tend to get popular in the summer?
Definitely in certain genres. For example, there's a book called The Fireman by Joe Hill that is really popular right now among our readers. It has a 4.15 average rating, and it's a horror book. And I don't know if you know who Joe Hill is.
I don't, no.
He also happens to be Stephen King's son.
Oh.
And he also writes horror, but under a pen name. And it's a book about a plague that is crossing the country called Dragon Scale, and it marks the hosts with these crazy marks across their bodies, and then they spontaneously burst into flames. And there's no anecdote. And the story follows a pregnant nurse who catches it and wants to carry the baby to term. And she meets a man called the Fireman, and he takes her to a special camp where they know how to control the fires. And, you know, it has sort of that big movie feel to it, and the pace is just amazing.
Well, let me have you stop there for just a second, because I want to bring a listener into the conversation. Jeff in Onalaska has something that I think fits in well. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
What do you recommend?
I just picked up the third book in the Bill Hodges trilogy by Stephen King. It's called End of Watch, but the first one is Mr. Mercedes. I really enjoy this series. It's a crime fiction series, which is not typically King's genre, but he does a really good job with it, and it's just really, you know, fast paced and something that you can definitely bring to the beach and just read through quickly.
Nice. So it's the latest Stephen King trilogy, the Bill Hodges trilogy. So he's writing more of a detective kind of thing, whereas his son is writing the horror. So maybe they feel like they have to split up the duties. So what Jeff, would you say makes it particularly good for a beach read?
You know, just the how fast paced it is, where you know you just kind of want to keep going with it, and it's also not too long, and you know, I think it's somewhere about 350, close to 400 pages, which I guess maybe could be long for some, but not compared to some of the other King novels.
I was going to say, for Stephen King, that's practically a short story. Well, thanks for that call. And Elizabeth, have you read those books, first of all?
You know, I read some of Stephen King. I haven't read that trilogy, but I've certainly heard of it. There is another mystery thriller book that I know is getting a lot of buzz on our site. We have, you know, 1.5 billion books added to our site, so we get some really great data. I don't know if you've heard of Redemption Road by John Hart. It's a suspense novel set in North Carolina about a girl who's kidnapped and a boy who wants revenge for his mother's death, set in a small town on the brink of chaos, that's also just getting rave reviews from our members. They think the characters are super memorable and complex.
We're visiting with Elizabeth Khoury Chandler, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. We're talking about great summer books to recommend or to get an idea of what you might want to read when you're maybe heading to the beach or just relaxing in your own backyard. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Are you reading any books right now that you'd like to recommend? Or maybe you're struggling to find that perfect summer read for this year that fits your tastes. Maybe Elizabeth or one of our listeners can give you a suggestion. Call in at 800-642-1234. Well, I will say, Elizabeth, one of my favorite genres is historical fiction. I really like a book that does a really good job of painting that particular place and time. And I really especially like when you can't really tell which characters are the real historical ones and the ones that have been created for that story because they're so well woven together. Are there any books in the historical fiction area that are getting a lot of attention right now?
You know, we have tons in historical fiction. That's a really popular genre on the site. And the one that I would recommend at the top of my list is a book that just sucked me in. It's called Lilac Girls, and it's by a woman named Martha Hall Kelly. And it takes place during World War II. It's about three different women and actually based on real people. It's about a New York socialite, Broadway actress, debutante in New York City who is very involved in the French cause, and a Polish teenager who's part of the underground resistance, and a German doctor. And these three women's lives get intertwined when the Polish teenager is sent to Ravensbrück, which is a concentration camp in Germany that was all female and known for being a place where they conducted medical experiments on the prisoners. And readers are calling it this year's Nightingale, saying things like, "I will remember these women." Powerful, extremely engrossing. I have had trouble putting it down. It's just so vivid, and it really paints a picture of World War II from a woman's perspective, and also just brings together three very, very different points of view. It's a really incredible book.
And that actually reminds me of a book that I did not read as a summer title, but that I think could really be very satisfying that way, All the Light We Cannot See, which also is during World War II, and it follows two parallel stories of a young girl in Paris and then a young boy in Germany, and how their stories develop in this very tumultuous and difficult time, and how their stories start to arc towards each other. And I have to say, it's, you know, for me, summer doesn't necessarily mean light. It means engaging and engrossing and something that feels fun to read, like a treat to read. And that book particularly switches between the two stories. They're only, I'd say, maybe 5 to 10 pages at a time of one story, and then it switches to the other. So it's also good if you want something you can kind of put down and pick back up again as you have the time.
Exactly. This book is very similar. You have a chapter in New York, and then you're in Germany, and you move back and forth, and you can sort of pace yourself when things get to be a little bit tough, but it still just keeps dragging you back in.
Let's go back to the phones, and Austin joins us in Madison. Hi, Austin.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to recommend a couple books. On the topic of historical fiction, I didn't plan on it, but I really enjoyed Cryptonymicon about World War II, and it includes Alan Turing as a character.
Oh, interesting.
But I'd also, the ones I called in about, and I think these are great summer books because they're lighter, they're shorter, but they're still very engaging. They are Watership Down, which has a very strong biological backbone of knowledge to it,
mm-hmm.
written by a biologist. And the other is The Left Hand of Darkness by Ursula Le Guin, which is a fantastic sci-fi book.
Okay, so Left Hand of Darkness is Ursula Le Guin, and she's certainly kind of an icon in the fantasy world. What is that particular book about, The Left Hand of Darkness?
It's kind of a sci-fi fantasy set on a world that's very cold, and not only the temperature, but the political climate's very cold, and it's kind of an adventure novel. It's just fantastic. It's one of my favorite books.
And Watership Down, I would say I have read that. And in fact, Austin, you'll appreciate that I had a cat named Bigwig several years ago, named after one of the characters in Watership Down. I would say it's one of the most human books, and yet the characters are all rabbits.
Yes, and the author was a biologist who was working during World War II passing messages, but mostly just sitting on an island alone with a number of rabbits. Bored, so he's studying them, and he really bases how the rabbits behave, aside from their communication, I guess, on actual facts about rabbit biology.
Well, thanks for that call, Austin. And is that something that you hear often, Elizabeth, that sometimes people want to go back to books that they have a really strong emotional draw to?
Absolutely. One of the most requested features on our site is the option to reread a book. People love to go back to books that they've read before. Yes.
And actually, Malcolm Brett, who's the head of Wisconsin Public Radio and Television, the Broadcast and Media Innovations branch, he said his go-to books for the summer are a reread of at least one Raymond Chandler novel and one Dashiell Hammett novel. And he says he also intermittently during the summer will reread Jack Kerouac's On the Road. So some really good classics there. We are talking with Elizabeth Khoury Chandler, co-founder and editor and editor-in-chief of Goodreads, and we're talking about summer reading recommendations, whether you're looking for a book to read on the beach or in your downtime away from work. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What genres do you like reading for pleasure? Are there any books you're reading now that you'd like to recommend? Are you still struggling to find that perfect summer read this year that fits your tastes? Maybe Elizabeth or our other listeners can give you a suggestion. Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll be back with this conversation after a short break here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're continuing our conversation with Elizabeth Khoury Chandler, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. We're talking about the best books to pick up this summer, and we want to hear from you. What do you look for in a great summer read? What's the most memorable book you've ever read while traveling or on vacation? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Give us your summer reading recommendations or ask Elizabeth for a suggestion. Our number again is 800-642-1234. Let's go back to the phones, and Chris in Madison is up. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you have for us?
So I actually got introduced to a topical series that's printed out of Oxford University Press called A Very Short Introduction. And I did this for my capstone course, but it's just about a 200-page small book that looks like about the size of your hand, about that big, and it's on every single subject you can think of, from Aristotle to magic to that.
Huh.
You just find which subject you want to read about or learn a little bit more about, and you kind of eases you into it. It's very user-friendly.
Wow. So it's, I mean, there are the, like, whatever for dummies, but that's more of like a how-to. This sounds like a very capsulized nonfiction mm-hmm. book about all kinds of things. What have been some of your favorites?
So I really enjoyed reading the one about Hegel. There was also one about love and like the history of love, which is really interesting, but how different societies have kind of looked at it and incorporated into theirs and how we look at it now. And so it's pretty interesting to read on anything from modern China to like madness.
That pretty much covers the spectrum. Well, that's really interesting. I haven't heard of that, Chris, and I'm definitely going to look that up. Elizabeth, have you heard about a very short Introduction to series?
Not very deeply, no. I haven't read them either. I wish I had read all the books that are on our site, but no, I'm always humbled by that.
Well, Eric in Kenosha is up next, and he is hoping you can help him out. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Well, yes, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm a big fan of sci-fi fantasy, and I am desperately looking for something to keep me occupied while George R. R. Martin rediscovers the typewriter. We just, you know, for those of us who are fans of those books, we're just, you know, we're dying here. We got, you know, he left us hanging years, and so, you know, what else is there? What can you recommend?
And for those who aren't familiar with him, Eric, what has he written?
He wrote the whole series of books that are the basis. Well, I don't want to say the basis for the Game of Thrones series on HBO. So it's there's a song. I think the whole collection is called The Song of Fire and Ice. But they're all of the titles are a something of something.
Okay. So Game of Thrones type books. Elizabeth, is anything jumping to mind?
You know, Game of Thrones, I watched the series. I'm not a huge expert on the sci-fi fantasy genre. I mentioned the one that we talked about, the Joe Hill. Another one that could be good, though, that is worth checking out is Sleeping Giants by Sylvain Nouvel.
Hmm.
It's like a buzzy book in the style of The Martian.
Hmm.
It's World War Z meets The Martian, is what readers are saying. And a physician named Rose tries to crack a code that will unlock an instrument of peace or destruction. That would probably be my top recommendation.
All right. Well, Eric, we hope that gets you through. Maybe read slowly so you pace yourself. Let's go back to the phone since we've got a lot of people wanting to join the conversation. Ginny in Middleton is up. Hi, Ginny.
Hi.
Hi. What do you have?
My favorite light reading is the Stephanie Plum series by Janet Ivanovich.
And what's that series about?
Stephanie Plum is a bail bondsman, and it's about her adventures and misadventures, and it's just a lot of fun reading, and there's a whole bunch of them in the series.
Oh, okay. So that's one thing I have to say I really like, Elizabeth. I like when I get really into a book and enjoy the characters, and I don't have to say goodbye to them at the end. I really like to, even if it takes a while, even if there's the break between books as the author frantically writes the next one, I like knowing that there's going to be another one.
That's amazing. We actually had Janet come into our office in the early years of Goodreads, and she's just a really cool, spunky author that we love. You know, there's definitely writers like Leanne Moriarty that are really popular and light, that readers just go crazy for. I know she has a new book coming out right now called Truly Madly Guilty that's coming out at the end of July about six adults and three kids who go to a barbecue and something happens. But it touches on everything from like IVF to hoarding to an upcoming cello audition. And I just think authors like Leanne have a knack of taking and exaggerating human foibles to put together amazing stories.
I have to say, one of the series that I read recently and that also I think would be a good lighter or quicker read is the series Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. And it's actually young adult, or I'm never sure what the precise ages are, but it's definitely for slightly younger than adult readers, but there's so much in it for adults, and it makes really amazing use of archival photos to build the story around. And I would really recommend those three books. I hope that there's going to be another one someday. I'm just choosing to believe that, but I found myself really sucked in by those. Let's go back to the phones, and we have Gary in Racine up next. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to recommend Dead Wake by Eric Larson.
Dead Weight.
It's about the sinking of the Lusitania in World War One.
Oh, okay.
And it was excellent. It took me less than a week to read it because once you started, you couldn't put it down.
Hmm.
And gave me a whole different perspective on World War One, President Wilson, and the fact that the United States did not enter the war because of the sinking of the Lusitania. We didn't enter the war for 2 years after that event.
Oh, interesting. So it shed some light on something that we thought was kind of a history truism.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for recommending that. And is that the same Eric Larson who wrote Devil in the White City?
Yes. And he also wrote the one about Garden of the Beast, the one about the ambassador to Nazi Germany in World War II.
Right, which I've read that one as well. Very nice writing. Well, thanks for that, Gary. And Lucas sent in an email to help out our listener who is looking for something like Game of Thrones. He recommends the Wretched of Muirwood, M-U-I-R, Wood series for that. Well, Elizabeth, so much to talk about and so little time. We really appreciate you spending time with us today, and I hope you get a lot of reading time in the summer.
Thanks so much for having me.
Elizabeth Khoury Chandler is the co-founder and editor-in-chief of Goodreads. She joined us with some book recommendations for summer vacation. You can continue with your ideas on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.